This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. After taking a suspect into custody today, the investigation into the fatal killing of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk is still ongoing. The suspect, identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. The announcement comes after the FBI released images from surveillance cameras at Utah Valley University and video last night showing the suspect running across the rooftop and jumping off after the shooting. ABC's Catherine Falder says more.
It was really after that video was released that all of this started moving into motion. We were told by sources that, of course, while they had some names, they hadn't at that point identified somebody and didn't know where he was. And obviously were able to use the public to identify him and, of course, a family member, which we heard in that press conference.
FBI Director Kash Patel says there was an overwhelming public response and they received 11,000 leads. Patel says there's no indication anyone beyond Robinson was involved in the killing. This is ABC News. Following the murder of a 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee on a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina, ABC News has spoken to the victims' families. ABC's Stephanie Ramos has more.
The family of 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska, who was murdered on a Charlotte light rail train weeks ago, is speaking out.
Irina was the glue of the family.
For her uncle, justice is about more than the trial. It's about remembering the young woman chasing the American dream.
She wanted better things for not just herself, but for her family, and she was working towards that.
Her family is calling for change to make communities safer.
Police say Brown had a long arrest record. His family says he was not taking his medication for schizophrenia. New details about fashion icon Giorgio Armani's final will. The 91-year-old fashion designer rewrote his will last spring, giving 40% control to his longtime collaborator, another 30% to his niece and nephew. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Green Bay Nation is flying high as the Packers pull off another win at home after a quick turnaround against the Washington Commanders. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title. Washington's last win over the Packers at Lambeau was back in 1986. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering their own security in the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
The idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The owner of a downtown Green Bay bar is asking Brown County courts to overturn the city's decision not to renew his liquor license. In a petition filed earlier this month, Stage One bar owner Alexander Graziano alleges the city council's decision was unfair and the non-renewal a product of bias. Graziano, who is self-representing, is seeking a jury trial on the matter. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand, anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers in Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide for the first time ever in Alabama. Tomorrow morning, they kick off in Tuscaloosa, 11 a.m. Last year, the Badgers lost at home to Bama, 42-10. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickle.
Well, this is one of those ones that I know guys, you know, had circled for many reasons, right? Obviously, the way things went last year, but also for the idea, like, look, there's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the, you know, in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there.
NFL, the Packers are now 2-0 after beating the Commanders last night on Thursday Night Football, 27-18, despite missing two of their starting offensive linemen, Matt LaFleur.
I thought what was pretty impressive is missing two starters, although Jordan Morgan I consider a starter as well. It's tough sledding at times.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Cardinals tonight at American Family Field with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny skies to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight. A low of 63. A lingering shower or storm in the morning on Saturday. A high of 78. Currently, it's 73.
Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. We've got a community calendar up on our website at WGBW.fm. You can see all the local happenings, all the events, including the 16th annual Pride Alive event, September 19th and 20th, live music at the Brown County Fairgrounds, and WGBW will be there.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and lay by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy, lives we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
right, da
da da da da da. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Mm-hmm.
rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da. Yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da.
Do you know somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers.
WGBW with Green Eyed Lady and a beautiful sea of white last night at Lambeau. I wasn't there, but I was watching on TV and you looked good. You looked really good. And if there is any doubt that football is king, I mean, this should take care of that. It is. The NFL season off to a huge start as far as viewership. They don't have it tallied last night's game, but as far as the week one games, averaged more than 22 million viewers per game. The biggest one of week one, of course, was the kickoff, the Eagles and the Cowboys. That had 28 million viewers. Sunday night's game with the Ravens and the Bills was the second most watched of the entire week one weekend with nearly 25 million. I think it's just going to grow.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Inside Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Don't miss your chance to see Secret Seuss at the Neville Public Museum. This creative exhibit features a collection that consists of original character illustrations created by Dr. Seuss, as well as a collection of his unorthodox taxidermy. There are also bronze sculptures of some of his most famous characters. The exhibit is only around until October 5th. For pricing and more information, including the museum's hours of operation, go to nevillepublicmuseum.org. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Missing Lou Rugani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
It's local news and all these timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW and another local news update in less than 5 minutes.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes.
Whoa, my Candida!
just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Well, the air is fresh and clean.
Dreaming on local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. When we hear that song today versus when we hear that song like January 4th, it's going to feel and sound a whole lot different. So enjoy the weather today. And also, let's get you another local news update from our WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Green Bay Nation is flying high as the Packers pull off another win at home after a quick turnaround against the Washington Commanders last night. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title, with last night's game being seen as a preview of this winter's NFC title game. Coach Matt LaFleur told reporters after the game that wide receiver Jaden Reed did break his collarbone in the first quarter while making a 33-yard touchdown catch that was nullified by a penalty. Former Packers wide receiver Sterling Sharp was back at Lambeau to see his name unveiled on the stadium's facade, alongside other Packer greats inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Sharp appeared to be holding back tears as he thanked the fans before anyone else, saying the fans were there when he arrived and the team wasn't very good. And when he left and the team was well on its way to the Super Bowl, the fans were still there. The owner of a downtown Green Bay bar is asking Brown County courts to overturn the city's decision not to renew his liquor license. In a petition filed earlier this month, Stage One bar owner Alexander Graziano alleges that the city council's decision was unfair and the non-renewal product of bias. Graziano, who is self-representing, is seeking a jury trial on the matter. Preliminary enrollment data for the schools in the UW system, now rebranded as the Universities of Wisconsin, is out. It shows that enrollment across public universities has
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny skies to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight. A low of 63, a lingering shower or storm in the morning on Saturday, a high of 78. Right now, 75 degrees.
Night. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW from Dan Marcus in the morning all the way to Pete Schwabe at night. Thanks for being here with WGBW.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know. Thank you.
looking left for Alzheimer's.
Have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Let's teach your children Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And this is a good life lesson, I think. That sometimes you will be passed over for a job through no fault of your own. You're perfectly qualified, just some dumb reason. So we talked about this earlier, that today, September 12th, 1966, 59 years ago, the Monkees TV show premiered on NBC. Well, it just so happens that Stephen Stills auditioned for a part to be on the Monkees, and was told by casting directors they were looking for somebody just like him. You'd be perfect, except we're looking for somebody with better teeth and better hair, which nowadays, none of that would matter. They can do wonders with hair and makeup, but back in the day, a little bit more limited. But I think he was just fine. But man, to be told that, like, oh, well, this is my face. I can't change it.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 FM. The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, History has turned a page, The miniskirt, the current thing, goes on, the beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. And the day goes on with Eric Westfall. He's in next. Have a great weekend, and I'll catch you back here on Monday.
Take
realize that just three chords could sound so good, did you? Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you. on Green Bay.